Some crazy roll, like, you know, snapping. Easy snapping. We're gonna cook you in my pot. That's the first kid they ever make in Jamaica. It's called Easy Snapping.
Okay, welcome to this week's Easy Snapping Show, and I'm delighted to announce another very special guest this week, and it is Eric Cottonfist, a.k.a. Spanners McGee, a.k.a. he's got a lot of pseudonyms. Anyway, welcome to the show, Eric.
All right, Thomas, thanks for having me.
What are you going to play for us? I'd say you have a rake of punk lined up, do you?
Yeah, mostly punk and hardcore, and a lot of stuff from upcoming gigs coming up in the next few months.
A lot of hot topical stuff coming up in the show anyway. First of all, we've got semi-exclusive, well, brand new tune anyway, from the one and only Re-Raw, and this is called The Outer Net. Re-Raw with a brand new tune, online release only, I think, The Outer Net, and obviously slagging off the internet and Facebook, and very topical with all these NSA spying revelations and stuff like that. And you can get that tune off his Bandcamp page for 99 cents, which will be 99 cent well spent, so thanks to him for sending that tune in. Eric's got something lined up for us now. What do you got?
Yeah, this is a track by a Berlin band who are playing this Friday in Bowes Bar in Dalymount in North Dublin. This is Pig Control. Alright, that was Pig Control from Berlin. That was off their demo. They've got, I think they've got two EPs out as well at the moment. You can download them all, or at least listen to all of them on their Bandcamp, and they'll be playing this Friday in Bowes.
Bowes in Daly Mount Park in Phippsborough. It's going to be a mad punk gig. And next up, we got more mad punk this time. Ex-Cowboy Killers from Wales. This is a band called Bad Sam.
Christ! There's a life of Peter Paul Priest, yeah. In the youth home since, sorry again. This don't sit right in my head.
Sam from the beautiful, or not so beautiful, the beautiful town of, or is it a city? Newport. I don't know, anyway. From Newport in Wales, and they are ex-Cowboy Killers, and that is off their debut album, Working Class Holocaust, which you can order from Dean there at the brilliantly named Criminal Records record shop in Newport. I've ordered the album and it's on the way. So, next up, we've got another tune from Eric here. What's it going to be?
Yeah, keeping it in the same vein as this gig that's coming up on Friday. There's a band called Sonda that are playing their second gig. They're kind of like an arco-punk kind of death rock style. Unfortunately, they don't have a demo out yet, but I'll play something in that vein, something similar. It's Lost Tribe from the US, and this song's called Unsound.
Yeah.
Right, that was Last Tribe with a song called Unsound.
And next up, we're going to take a tune that Spike Polite from New York band Sewage sent me. And this is very anti-Krusty song. It's all about Krusties. So take it away, Sewage. Sewage, New York City punk rock band, and all about how much they hate Krusties. What do you think of that, Eric? You are a Krusty, are you?
I guess I'm a recovering Krusty, yeah.
Well, you're more of a kind of a Mad Max post-apocalyptic fantasist, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever. He didn't come here to get fucking slagged by... Spiky lads from New York or me. what's next, you fucking
you crusty juggler. Next is the last time I promise I'm going to mention this gig, but next up is a new band from Dublin called Scumheads. It's all the members of Disguise, who a lot of people know already as a really, really amazing noise punk band, and this is them kind of juggled around. Speaking of juggling, members playing different instruments, and this is Scumheads with Sex Music.
That was over before it even began.
Yeah, that's the way they like it. That was Scumheads. It's on their forthcoming 10-track demo, which is coming out soon on the new Dogs and Vultures label, Stroke Distro, which is looking really set for great things. And they're working on a 7-inch, I believe, as well. So you can see them this Friday, or you can see them, they're playing at the new Pagodi gig in Chalmersbury on February 14th. New Pagodi are from the UK. They're kind of like fast punk, like Apes Rotten or something like that. So yeah, that was Scumheads.
What do we have next, Eric?
Next up, another Dublin band featuring a lot of similar members to the last one. It's Strong Boys.
How many people is in punk bands in Dublin? Is there, there's just about 10 people who are in about 30 bands, is that it?
It's about 3.5 as it stands.
John Bombs seems to drum in most of them. Actually, it's John Bombs' birthday, So we got to say a big happy birthday to John, and we'll play a song just for him later, and he already knows what it's going to be, his new brand new favorite song. But anyway, who's this, Eric?
This is Strong Boys with Can't Take It Back.
Tuned into radioactiveinternational.org on the Easy Snapping Show with Tommy Rash and my special guest, Spanners McGee. Who was that again?
That was Strong Boys off their self-titled EP.
And did you say they're playing a few gigs soon?
I think the next gig they're playing is over in London. It's the Perspex Flesh LP release gig. So if you're over in England, go and check that out. Heard rumours they might be recording an LP sometime soon as well.
What would you be going to England for, though? It's a fucking kip.
Eels? I don't know.
Jellied eels. all right, enough of all this new, happening, brand new music. We're going to play a bit of a golden oldie, Ex-Cathedra.
Prioritize that don't get no bloody chance. Up to ever, and we'll never. come on, 지금 빼놓은 언더 어여데 갑자기 다치듯 take on water.
Excuse for a fight with the bill.
I think that's
fair enough. That was the brilliant Escatedra, and we met them years ago when they were over on tour, their tour of Ireland. I was only about 15 or something when we met them, and 15 or 16, and they came to New Ross to play, and I don't know, at the time I was just a kid, and I couldn't believe that the band were so cool, and they were letting me hang out in their van and chat to them and stuff like that. And they are a really cool gang anyway, and I'm still mates with some of them today. I know, probably know all their songs off by heart, but they're a great band. What have we got next, Eric?
Next up, going back to the US, this is off their new album. It's Criminal Damage with Call of Death.
We'll be right back.
What up?
That was Criminal Damage. Not Criminal. There's another band called Criminal Jammage. Seriously. That was Criminal Damage. Street Punk Oi Superstars. What? X Tragedy, is it? Or what?
Yeah, I think the drummer was in Tragedy.
Jeez, he must be talented. He can play Crust and Oi.
Croy.
Bit like Crispo, but that's for Burnos, because I know he loves that band. The big man down in Tip. In other Oi and Skinhead related news, there's a gig coming up. It was meant to be on, well, it was on, I don't know, last October, but coming up Saturday, February the 15th, The Oppressed, Running Riot, Section 4, The Jollers, and Hard Case, and that's in the Grand Social in Dublin, and it's a tenner in, and yeah, that'll be a brilliant gig. If you've never seen The Oppressed before, they're ferocious live. Yeah, so we're going to play more tunes. What little treat have you got in store for us now, Eric?
Well, speaking of the big man down in Tip, also just going to throw in a mention to Burn Church that they're playing on Friday the 7th of February with a Vitriolic Response from London. So check that out. And next up, we've got a song by Gas Mask Terror, good mates of all of ours from Bordeaux in France. And this is off their new EP. It's called Terror Mongers.
Terror Mongers. Line it up. He's lining it up there on the gramophone. Have it lined up there, Eric. That was Gas Mask Terror with their song Terror Mongers. And next up, as I said, special request for the main man, John Bombs. And this is also going out to my sister Sarah, who is leaving the country tomorrow. She is emigrating to England and to try and get a bit of work. So very sad to see her heading over there. But best of luck to her, and this is for her, and it's for John Bombs as well. So, bit of LKJ.
England is a bit. England is a bit. When me just come to London town, me used to work on the underground. But working on the underground, you don't don't get to know your way around. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, there's no running away from it. Me get a little job in a big hotel, and after a while me was doing quite well. Them start me off as a dishwasher, but when me take a stop, me no turn clock watcher. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, nobody try fi hide from it. When them give you the little weird pocket, force them rabbit with them big tax racket. Go off a struggle to make ends meet, and when you pour your bed, you just can't sleep. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch for true, and no lie me, I tell a true. Me used to work big bitch when it fool no bitch. Me did strong like a mule, but why me did fool? Then after a while, me just stopped the overtime. Then after a while, me just put down me tool. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, you have to know how to survive in it. Well, me do day work and me do night work. Me do clean work and me do dirty work. Them say that black man is very lazy, but if you see how me work, you would have said me crazy. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, you better face up to it. Them have a little factory up in a Broccoli. In a this year factory, all them do is pack crack. For the last 15 years, them get me labor. Now after 15 years, fall out of favor. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, there's no running away from it. Me know say them have work, work in abundance, yet still, they make me redundant.
You listening, John Bomb?
At 55, me getting quite old, yet still, them send me figure draw a door. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch for true, is where we are got to about it.
Birthday John, happy birthday John Bombs, happy birthday to you. Doo, 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 doo.
Was the great Linton Kwesi Johnson with his tune England is a Bitch, and yeah,
it's just suddenly become a fan favorite of John's. But what are we going to play next, Eric?
Going to continue to plug away, and this is a band that are going to be playing at a very anticipated gig up in the war zone in Belfast. Not until March 29th, but good to get a listen in early. It's Skip Lickers. They're going to be playing with another band from Scotland called Clocked Out, and also this guy's Overboy from Galway and Fag Enablers as well that night. So this is for all our mates up in the war zone, James, Kat, Barney, Elaine, you know who you are. This one's for you, Skip Lickers.
So that was Skip Lickers, who were playing up in the Warzone Centre up in Belfast. And if you never heard of the Warzone Centre, fill us in a bit. What the fuck is the Warzone Centre?
Yeah, the Warzone Centre's back, and as good as it's ever been. It's an amazing social centre up in Belfast. Pretty much banging the city centre now as well. They've got vegan cafe, they've got a venue. I think they've got a screen printer workshop up there. They do a festival, or a few festivals every year, I think, but mainly the Warzone Fest that all of us are always at. And it's run by a bunch of really fucking good people, good punks, so get up there.
Get up there and check it out. And actually, talking about London and England just before that, there's a brilliant documentary that was on RTE recently, and you should check it out. Especially if you're into Gaelic games, but even if you're not, I just thought it was mad. It's a lot of like inner city kids in this school in London, and the headmaster's Irish, and the area would have been a real traditional place for Irish people to immigrate into, but in these days, there's like a lot of Africans in the area and stuff, and your man in the school started up a Gaelic football team, and a lot of the kids were going mad for it. And if you watch the program, you'll see that they train up the team and then they bring them over to Ireland for a competition. But I just thought it was mad to see anyone from any other country taking such an interest in Irish sports or whatever. But brilliant program, check it out. Talking of Belfast, we're gonna play one of our favorite bands on this show, which is The Aggressors, BC Belfast City, who got voted Ska Album of the Year in an online poll recently. And this is Plight, probably my favorite song off the album.
Put your hand in my my brother, he comes here below. Seeking meaning, I live so far from his home. He works minimum wage every hour he can get. Harassment comes daily, he just wants to forget. This is the plight of the immigrant. In this world, why for them is it different? Say the flag is just a right. Oh, and a border, just a line. Constantly remind us of our ignorance. This is the plight of the immigrant. We all want our rights in this world, why for them is it different? A flag is just a rag. Oh, and a border, just a line. Constantly remind us of our ignorance. Of our ignorance.
Tuned in to the Easy Snapping Show on radioactiveinternational.org, and that was the Aggressors BC with their song Plight off their album The Tone of the Times. So if you don't have it, get it. Next up, Eric has another choice cut for us. What is it?
Yeah, this is this was the soundtrack to last summer for a few of us, for Putrefaction and Burn Church when we were on tour. Back in those nice sunny days, not like this scaldy old day we're having today. So this is Bishop's Green with Alone.
Bishop's Green. Where are they from, Eric?
Canada.
Canada. Let's talk about them. Did you have more punk news there?
More punk news? Well, I could play another band, Clocked Out, who I mentioned earlier, from Glasgow. I've seen them before over there with at the Crazy Spirit gig. They're a great, good fast hardcore. And they're playing on Friday, March 28th in The Hut in Phibsborough. With New Gods, who are a new band from Dublin, who are absolutely great.
Featuring Kev, Dead Kev.
Yeah, if you like Poison Idea, that kind of rockin' punk, they're really, really good. And Overbite as well, from Galway, who are great, like, noisy hardcore, think like noise punk meets Siege or something like that. So this is Clocked Out off their new EP, and speaking of the weather, the song's called Expect the Worst.
Oh,
All right, that was Clocked Out from Glasgow. And next up, we're going to change the mood again in this slightly schizo radio transmission and have a gig to mention. The Fifth Element, a hip-hop duo from Ballymun, are playing, doing an EP launch out in the Axis Theatre in Ballymun this Friday, January 31st, and with support from Costello, and there's some other support slots there. It's an early gig. It's on from around 6:30 till 9, so you could still go to it and then go out somewhere else. And it's only a fiver in. It's a benefit for Cystic Fibrosis Ireland. And I'm going to play a tune from the two lads, Jer Kellett and Ryan Lincoln, who have changed their name now to The Fifth Element. And this is off their first album. And this is a tune I really love. It's called Disposable Diamonds.
Experiments carried out on minorities, constructed by the secret sororities, digital holocausts or see, captivated by the TV subliminally, subjected to society literally so wickedly, they do it criminally, backdoor dealing, CEOs and suits pollute the truth, congregating with demons to impregnate your mind with the evilest of semen, the bird that breeds to your freedom, you're already dead, even though you're still breathing in this age of big brother, be careful of the words that you utter, before your black bag, the way up in a room without shooters, the echoes of the screams could only make you shudder. Then the go of the scenes, not even traceable to murder. Top police in the form of fake democracies. I saw the beast and its face of hypocrisy running the streets with its fascist monopoly. Too much to bear the weight, toppling on top of me. Then I climbed to the top of the rubble, saw the symbology put together the puzzle. Then one dig a foundation to the mind that me pen is the shovel. For those who seek disposable diamonds, deadly sheep by the tones of the typical diamonds. Many disguises, attack them with violence. Spread the atlas, won't stop battling till the planets align. For those who seek disposable diamonds, deadly sheep by the tones of the typical diamonds. Many disguises, attack them with violence. Spread the atlas, won't stop battling till the planets align. As descriptively spiritual scrolls are manifest with the physical goal, defeat the conscious that's eternally old, aid the growth of this internal soul. More than silver and gold, certain principles to light up uphold. When I pass through the garden of scroll, there's no comparable juice except for the ones that were dropping on you. Crystallized knowledge, just like a drip of dew in this fumbling zoo. If you succumb to the fumble, then they rumble you too. Yeah, these faces elite, the snake at your heels, contagious with the beef. Genetic stages bleach with the steak that you eat. Contain you in a tube, oh yeah, generating grants in a week. Accelerating illegal funds that are leaked. Profits in the making, rocks keep on baking. Cocaine brought in by your central intelligence agent as a cascade for those tainted masons. Yeah, it's only the basics. Round the round table conversating with Satan. Saints on a wet afternoon, counteract with the tunes. We're meditating with the high moon. Meditating with the moon. For those who seek disposable diamonds, deadly sheep by the thrones of the typical tyrants. Many disguises, attack them with violence. Spread the atlas, won't stop battling till the planets align. For those who seek disposable diamonds, deadly sheep by the thrones of the typical tyrants. Many disguises, attack them with violence. Spread the atlas, won't stop battling till the planets align.
Was Jer Kellett and Linko, aka The Fifth Element, with a tune off their debut album, which was the State of Mind album. And they've got a brand new EP coming out this Friday with the launch gig out in the Axis Ballymun, which is a lovely spot. Next up, we're going to play another hip-hop tune. There's another gig coming up Wednesday, February the 12th, Dead Prez. And what's this tune, Eric?
Yeah, this is more of a sort of spoken word instrumental tune. It's called Wolves.
But I'm told that in places like in the Arctic, where indigenous people sometimes might hunt a wolf, they'll take a double-edged blade and they'll put blood on the blade and they'll melt the ice and stick the handle in the ice so that only the blade is protruded, and that a wolf will smell the blood and wants to eat. And it'll come and lick the blade, trying to eat. And what happens is when the wolf licks the blade, of course, he cuts his tongue and he bleeds. And he thinks he's really having a good thing. He drinks and he licks, and of course he's drinking his own blood and he kills himself. That's what the imperialists did to us with crack cocaine. You got these young brothers out there thinking that they're getting something that they're gonna make a living with. They're getting something they can buy a car like the white people have cars. Why can't I have a car? They get something so they can get a piece of gold. The white people have gold. Why can't I have gold? They get something to get a house. The white people have a house. Why can't I have a house? And they actually think that it's something that's bringing resources to them, but they're killing themselves just like the wolf who's licking the blade, and they're slowly dying without knowing. That's what's happening to the community. You with me on that? That's exactly and precisely what happens to the community. And instead of blaming the hunter who put the damn handle and the blade in the ice for the wolf, that what happens is the wolf gets blamed for trying to live. That's what happens in our community. You don't blame the person, the victim, you blame the oppressor. Imperialism, white power is the enemy, was the enemy when it first came to Africa, snatched up the first African, brought us here against our will, is the enemy today. That's the thing that we have to understand.
All right, that was Dead Prez with Wolves. What album is that off, Eric? Do you have any idea? Eric says he hasn't a clue. Are you going to that gig?
Yeah.
You're going to go? I reckon it's probably will sell out. I don't know how many people you can get in the Sugar Club, but it seems like everyone's going.
Yeah, it should be a good night.
Right, we're going to wind up the show. So I'd like to thank Eric for coming on, and hopefully it's not the last time. Hopefully he'll be back with more punk news and punk music.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Cheers.
Going to end off the show with a tune from the Bionic Rats, and myself and Roots Gabor. And the Bionic Rats are going to be in the Turk's Head this Friday in a new venue they're trying to open up down there in the basement. So if you're around after the hip-hop gig and after the punk gig in Bowes, come down and we'll be there till late, busting out some ropey reggae till the wee hours of the morning. Here's a tune from the Bionic Rats, and thanks for listening. Catch you next week.
You know, actions speak louder than words. All you know, you have learned. Like all religions around the world, I feel Christians should be seen and not heard. Talk the talk, don't talk the talk. If you won't walk the walk, don't walk the walk. Live clean. Live clean, live clean. You know, actions speak louder than words. All you know, you have learned. Like all religions around the world, I feel Christians should be seen and not heard. talk. If you won't walk the walk, don't walk the walk. Live clean, live clean, live clean. You know actions speak louder than words, and all you know you have learned. Like all religions around the world, I feel Christians should be seen and not heard. Like all religions around the world, I feel Christians should be